later produced shows for diverse talents such as Bobby Flay, Martha Stewart, and Dave Lieberman. A passionate volunteer, Lauren developed a program to teach healthy eating and cooking classes in New York City's public schools. Lauren, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you so much, and thank you for such great intro.
Oh, you're welcome. You have some wonderful things that you've done, and I could go on and on, but we wouldn't have time for the interview. At any rate, Lauren, I loved your book, and I love the philosophy in the book. Quote, here's the most important thing you need to know. This is not a diet book. We don't believe in dieting. We don't want to tell you what not to eat. This book is filled with delicious food that we want you to cook and enjoy so you can have your cake and eat it, too. I think that is so important.
Oh, well, I do, too. I mean, I keep joking that I was battling my baby weight those last 10 pounds, and my kids are still in elementary school, so it was a little bit of a tired excuse. And, I don't really want to diet, and I don't believe that diets work. I haven't seen a lot of great examples of that. And when I became part of the Cook Yourself Thin show, which, you know, is originally a UK show, which we changed a lot for the American audience and for the books, I suddenly was able to drop my dress size, and which is really what the book is. It's not for a massive, big weight overhaul. You know, we're not nutritionists. You know, you should talk to your healthcare provider and have a conversation about, you know, what fits your lifestyle. But for most, not just women, because a lot of husbands and dads and brothers lost weight actually during this show, and having read all the letters from the great readers of our book, it works for everyone. The whole philosophy is, you want to eat certain things, you have cravings, you should. We want you to enjoy all of the food that you can have, and I've just taken your favorite comfort foods, desserts, which there are a lot more in this book, and cut the calories and cut the fat, and taught you clever swaps and substitutions to make it easier.
Yeah, it's delicious. I actually made the meat sauce, and my husband stopped eating meat, so I made it without the meat. And if you were going to make it with the meat, it had eggplant. Mm-hmm. So what I just did is I just added an extra eggplant. I talked about that, just adding more vegetables. Yeah. It was so delicious.
Oh, thank you.
And my 5.5-year-old loved it, too.
Yeah,
it was great.
These have been road tested on all families. Over the summer, I took summer with three different families, and we just kept cooking all the time. So kids from 2 to 18 the dessert swaps, I feel like I should get an endorsement. This all yogurt, the zero or even the low fat, if you really want to have, if you can have a few extra calories because it is a tiny bit creamier. Mm-hmm. But the Greek style yogurt, or if you can't find it, you just take plain yogurt and drain it overnight, which sounds annoying, but if you just throw it in a colander, all that water comes out and you have a great texture. So that gets folded into what I call the white chocolate delight, which is a little bit of melted white chocolate with the yogurt, and it turns into a pudding. I love that recipe. And the No Machine ice cream is a great thing to throw together with your kids, because in that case, you don't need your usual ice cream machine. The texture is still incredibly delicious, and it's really a base recipe that you can play with. It's low-fat evaporated milk and fat-free condensed milk, a can of each, and I still added a half and half, because you still can have a little bit of the fat. This is 5 grams of fat in a serving. You know what's in regular ice cream.
Oh,
you know, you're talking like, you know, 30, 40. And there's a chocolate version. You can add dried fruit, so that's a favorite. And I'm a big meringue person. My dad's a gluten-free guy, so I'm always looking for desserts like that. So the brown sugar kisses are delicious cookies, the meringue clouds, which is a little more work. But even in terms of the lightning bolts, you know, which is our signal for 20 minutes or less, the desserts, most of them don't take that long to prepare. It's just the setup time. So we were being a little legalistic. So you can throw together the ice cream in 5 minutes. It's just going to take a few hours to, you know, to freeze in there. And the puddings and the things like that as well. So they're all really fast. The mocha mousse is delicious. I could go on. My one other thing I'll tell you about dessert is that I was a producer at Martha Stewart's show about 10 years ago when Jean Georges was coming out with that chocolate molten cake. And I produced that segment. I was so excited that I now knew the secret of how to make it. And I think I did actually gain 3 pounds trying to get it right because I said we because I had my assistant and my kids and my neighbors. The teens are really into helping me make this one because you make them in muffin pans. Mm-hmm. And I just cut down. You don't need all that butter. It's 2 tablespoons of butter, 2.5 tablespoons. And I just reduced the chocolate. Normally it's 10 ounces and it's, you know, 6. So for that, it's your favorite. The things that you already have on hand, I also want to point out, none of this fancy, you know, ingredients that you have to go to 19 stores. Everything is pretty readily available in your supermarket.
Oh, that's good. That makes it really convenient. Well, that's what I like about the book. I mean, there's foods that you want to eat that you regularly eat, but they're right. just healthier versions of them. And they're very easy to make. I mean, that sauce I made was really easy. Now, mm-hmm. what are some of your favorite 20-minute lightning bolt dinners that you could make?
Some of the dinners that I make a lot, I'm trying to think what I made last night. The pasta with sausage and cherry tomatoes. This is a great recipe because everybody, you know, you always need a quick dinner. You need pasta. The trick here, which is the big swap, you can't make a box of pasta to feed. I'll be honest, I've eaten half a box. You know, I've made dinner for my husband, and had, you know, the two of us. I've made dinner with my two small kids and had a box. If you cut down to a third or half of a box and just bulk up, just increase like you did with the sauce, the amount of like a low-fat turkey sausage or chicken sausage, add more veggies, you're still having the experience. You can still add your grated cheese. You know, a tablespoon of grated parm has, I don't know, something like 30 calories. So you can still indulge, but you just don't need to eat all those extra carbs. So I love that. That's a big favorite recipe that just about everyone loves.
You know, it's so funny because my husband was flipping through the book and he was like, I want to make this. I want to make, like, he was totally mm-hmm. crazy about everything. But that one especially, he actually went to the store to get the stuff. But then we're like, well, we'll make that another night because I want to make, I was like, I want to make plan. I want to make big plan. But I have the sausage. I'll probably make that one tonight now. So.
Oh, good. Make that.
Now, what about using whole grains and whole grain pasta?
Look, whole grain pasta is, especially with sauce, a great way to get more fiber. Everybody needs more fiber. It's a really hard, you know, it's a hard sell to, you know, I'll buy double fiber bread for my kids. But I switched to whole wheat. I think if you're going to make something like the fettuccine with mushrooms, that's mm-hmm. a good way to sneak it in. You know, when there's a sauce, and try different brands. I like the DiCecco brand because some of them are grainier than the others. But, you know, they're healthier, so you have to kind of try them out. But I think that makes a big difference. Also, switching to brown rice makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
That's another good shortcut. Another quick main dish is the barbecue salmon. It's a great Ooh. Barbecue sauce. Good. Super fast, ketchup, maple syrup, low-sodium soy. So, you know, it says ancho chili powder. If you have regular chili powder, it's fine. You know, and you can use this not just on salmon, chicken, steak. I'm a big, you know, I'm a working mom, you know, whether you're mm-hmm. working in the home or out of the home or you're time-pressed, everything here has make-ahead tips in it and lots of other substitutions. You don't have to stick to just saying one. Like, I don't have any cumin. Well, you know, then just add a bit more pepper or add a bit of, you know, fresh parsley.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I used to cook all the time, and then I've gotten so busy, and I mm-hmm. love the whole foods, but the prepared food section, I mean, it's good, and you can read what's in it, but I've gotten away from cooking, and so that's why I love mm-hmm. the book, because it's getting me excited to get back in the kitchen and reminds me of how much I enjoy that time.
Oh.
You know, whether it's a long time or a short time, I mean,
right.
short time is good, but sometimes I like to sort of take my time and enjoy the process.
No, it's true. It's very hard. And I have recommended that the Asian chicken salad. I'm a big, I think I would have a chicken every single week. So I've been making my Sunday night chicken, and I will go to the market and buy a chicken and roast one. But we eat the entire thing that night. Then the rest of the week, whether making tacos or the Asian chicken salad, that's just, you know, like a low, reduced fat mayo. But instead of adding, like, the usual lemon or not even, I've added soy sauce and cilantro to just kind of mix up the flavoring. So there's lots of versatility and a lot of different things that you can do. And then Sundays, that's really when I cook for the rest of the week. Like, I'll take 2 hours Sunday and cook things that will freeze. And there's tips in there for that, too. Because you have to, you know, you can use those stores. You know, there's butternut squash, our cheese fries, the cheese fries that I made.
Oh, those look so good.
They look good. Now, I'll be honest, that I cut, I peeled the squash and I made them look like French fries. But now they sell prepared peeled butternut squash.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, so they look more like home fried steak fries. You know, they're more crescents. That makes more sense. You're more apt to cook when you can have all the help everybody needs, all the help they can get from the shop these days.
Yeah, and it's so great that the recipes are so good that you were mentioning that the kids, and it's great that you get their input as well. That must mm-hmm. be a lot of fun when you're coming up with the recipes and you got the family and the friends involved.
You know, it's kind of how it's funny. So that's really, my first cookbook that I wrote was Kitchen Playdates, a Chronicle, which has a lot more fat accounts.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's on to talk about that one.
But the whole point of that was when you are busy, whether you have kids or not, and especially nowadays with the, you know, economic world being as it is and eating out can be so hard, have someone come over at 4 or at 8 if you're a little older. You don't go to bed as early. You're a little younger, I mean, without all the family. But have people come over, leave some of the cooking, the pizza recipes. I'm going out Saturday night to my neighbor's who said, I don't want to cook for you. You know, they're intimidated. And I said, don't be ridiculous. I'll bring over the pizza dough. We can all make pizzas, and we can make a big salad and make some of the sides, because I'm going to give her a little lesson, and you know, bring a bottle of wine, and that'll be our great night. And that's another way to kind of relax, have fun. And what I think is really important is teach your kids and your friends and, you know, anybody who needs better, you know, eating habits. Because when they, you know, when you see and when you do is when it makes all the difference. That's what I learned teaching in the public schools. You know, when kids know how to make a balsamic dressing, which could really only have oil, vinegar, you know,